So let's take a few moments to just rest in these mantras. And again, with Tara, there's such a sense of being carried across the ocean of the world. Held. And again, that sense of being held, so that if we're going through very choppy water, if we're in very smooth sailing water, if there's a storm, if it's still, doesn't matter what the external environment is, there's that sense of being held, carried as it were, by something so much vaster than our individual small self. And that gets personified as Tara. Just another name for the hugeness that we actually are. With those sounds, Tara, it's almost like it's got a lot of roundness to it, an opening. Opening of the heart, opening of the whole being. So we can really float in the security of our own presence, the strength and the stability really of our own presence. It's very stable, our own presence. Doesn't ever change. In Kuan Yin, there's a fierceness to Kuan Yin, the K. It's a sister energy to Kali, even though there's a sense of Kuan Yin and a connection with compassion. But it's a very fierce compassion and a fearless compassion and a determination to bring light to all the places that need to be illuminated. The two together, Tara and Kuan Yin, it's a very mighty pair. It's a mighty practice. Especially in these strange times we're living in now. Yeah.